tuned into Locals Only right here on KXCI Tucson, proudly listener-supported community radio. All right, without further ado, let me just say how excited I am to be able to tell you that you're going to get to hear some vibrant instrumental music right now, live in Studio 2A. It's Mambo Cat Trio.
Thank you. alone, but later on. Three songs. I don't know if Bridget is here. No. Should we keep playing? Oh, okay, we'll keep playing. All right. Well, let's play a little. These were original, but let's play a little classic called True Love's Ways. Ready? Thank you. No? Well, I guess we keep playing. we're gonna go through all of our songs like that. All right, the Cuban song, guys. Ready?
Yeah, we have plenty of music.
KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name is Bridget Thumb, hanging out in the studio. Y'all not wearing headphones? I'm not gonna wear headphones either. This is wild. This is fun. Welcome, Mambo Cat Trio,
hello,
to Studio 2A.
Meow.
Hey, everybody.
I heard the meow. Did you put that together with a little video?
No.
Oh, no. But
you drew the cats, though.
There. Yes, that's true. There's some cats on the chalkboard. We're having a good time tonight. I think we should start out by going around the room and let's make some introductions. We've got some very familiar, friendly faces in the studio today. You can check that out if you want to see us at KXCI's YouTube channel where we're streaming live. Hi, everybody. We're going to put you in the movies. So anyways, let's do the thing where we start and we go around and you introduce yourself. Of course, we have Naima Moore right here. But let's go around and hear from everybody and introduce yourselves, please. Can we start with Naim?
Me?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm Naima Moore, and I'm with playing tonight with the Mambo Cat Trio, which is a band, I don't know, it's based like on mambo feels, but I don't think it's strictly mambo at all. We played all original just now, except one Buddy Holly song, mm-hmm. True Love Ways. And yeah, my name is Naima Moore. I play in multiple projects here, and it's one of my beloved projects. I love playing guitar, I love playing this music, and so life is too short not to do it, right?
Oh, that's absolutely true. Well, we love that you love playing guitar because we love hearing you play the guitar. And you have so many wonderful projects that you've done throughout the years. And it's really cool to have Mambo Cat Trio now. This is the latest and greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, all right. Thank you, Naim. Naima Moore right there on guitar. And then we have some really intricate rhythms over here.
Yeah, my name is Carlos Solis. I had the privilege of joining these guys maybe 2 years ago, and I play percussion with this group, and I get to play some of my favorite kind of percussion, which is hand drums, and then, like Naima Moore said, we play mambo stuff, but it's more like a lot of mix of different Latin stuff, and since I love hand drums, I get the chance to play all my good toys, my fun toys with this awesome trio.
Thank you, Carlos. Yeah, really, really beautiful, intricate rhythms that you've got. And I think that there's something about like the hands-on approach, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel the music better when using my hands rather than a stick.
Yeah, tactile. And we have an upright bass over here in the corner.
That's totally right. It's Tuya Lun.
Tuya Lun.
On the bass. Again. Every day.
Yeah. You like to play that upright bass?
I do.
How long have you been playing it, 2 years?
Oh, I stopped counting the minutes a long time ago. But I think it's about 30 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Is it? Maybe.
Oh. Yeah, we've got some really talented musicians in the studio tonight. Thank you all for being here.
Well, thanks for having us, Bridget.
And
it's the first time actually the Mambo Cat Trio is playing here, so...
Yeah.
This is good. And we're thinking about doing some recordings, and we have. It's just, it takes time.
Well, you're recording right now. Newsflash. Before you go home, you're going to get a whole CD with it.
All right.
It's really one of the cool things about Locals Only is we're able to not only showcase fabulous local musicians from Tucson and our region, but also we're able to record you in a studio.
I know.
Legendary Studio 2A. If you think about all the wonderful people who have been in this room.
I know.
Yeah. Including you. Yeah.
But and I've seen it evolve. It's amazing now. I mean, all those cameras and things.
Yeah, for sure. You were here recently with Kid Congo Powers.
Oh yeah, with Amori Powers. Yeah. Yep. And we are going on a tour actually the end of August.
Oh, that's coming up.
In California, yeah. We have like 7 shows in Los Angeles, in Berkeley, San Francisco, San Pedro, San Diego, then Pinoy Town, Papi and I, and Phoenix.
Oh, and Phoenix, don't forget Phoenix. They don't like it when you forget about them.
You gotta do that one just before you come home at night, you know.
Well, it sounds like you're going to get some beach time in there, Naim.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, you're going to be real close to that water.
Yeah. Although, it's one of my, big deception. I went to Long Beach early with Amore Powers like a few months, like 6 months ago. And I was like, oh, I've never been to Long Beach. And, you know, it's California. You grew up in Europe. You have those image of surfers and
oh, right.
the girls on the beach, beach boys.
The boardwalk
you know,
and the rollerbladers.
You know, all that stuff. And then everybody says, no, you don't put your feet in the water in Long Beach or San Pedro. It's filthy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. It's
see, you shattered my illusion
sewage.
Now.
Sewage. Yeah. Oh. It's sad.
Oh, I'm sorry. My heart goes out to all those out there who had that illusion. We just got, well, speaking of water, we've got a lot right now. It's a beautiful, rainy, windy, dusty, monsoony night in beautiful downtown Tucson. I'm glad you all made it here safe and dry, and your instruments as well. Yeah. So thanks for braving the weather. So can we talk about, let's see, the origins of the band, perhaps? Like, I really like, Carlos, you said we've been playing with Mambo Cat Trio for 2 years, you said?
Something around that time, yeah.
Yeah, so I always ask how you came up with the name. Like, is there a cat? Is there a specific cat? Are there three cats? Do you all have cats? What's the pet situation in this group?
Well, we do have a dog.
Oh, woof.
Yeah. We usually bring her with us. Her name is Tips.
Tips?
Yeah.
Well, Tips would definitely fit right in here at KXCI. We have lots of furry volunteers and doggy friends that come to the house, which is really cool. We're dog friendly. So maybe next time Tips can show up.
Maybe.
You can see Tips curled up on the floor there, just right
she's,
there.
She's actually in the car right now. I could go get her.
Oh, yeah. Let's go get her. She's looking at the raindrops on the windshield, feeling poetic.
Yeah.
Awesome. Carlos, do you have any pets? You have cat, dog?
No, I grew up with them. I feel like I'm too busy. I know I love dogs, but I know how much time they require, and I have to be responsible to not get one because I don't have the time to take care of a loved one right now.
Hey, it's important to know that, you know, because a lot of people make the mistake of getting the animal and then, oh, no, you know, so.
But, yeah, I grew up with them and I absolutely love them. I love the bigger ones because I like to wrestle with the big dogs.
Ah, yeah.
The little ones, I don't know, they're scared of me. They think I'm going to hurt them or bite them or something. They just don't stop attacking me, chihuahuas and things like that.
Oh, sure, sure. I had a chihuahua. It was very territorial and aggressive. This is my house. Anyway, speaking of, welcome to our house.
Naomi,
you have a cat, don't you?
No.
No?
I have a dog.
You have a dog?
Teddy. Yeah, Teddy. And Teddy is... Teddy, whenever I play guitar, practice on the couch, he has to come here and he puts his head on my arm.
Aww.
It's nice, but it's hard to practice, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, Teddy, what do you want? And he's looking at me, he's like... Maybe he just wants attention. He's maybe jealous of the guitar or something. There's something about that, I believe. I think so.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I was just thinking. I was like, sounds like he just wants attention. Everybody just wants time and attention at the end of the day. I mean, you know, whether you're a cat or a dog or a person. So, the name, Mambo Cat Trio. Now, since we've moved past the pet question, I'm going to ask, is this a reference to how the three of you are really cool cats?
That's your imagination again right there?
Yeah, okay.
I
got it. Skip to the
like
end.
That.
How did you get the name?
I think I'm responsible for this, but, you know, I get very pragmatic sometimes, and I have to find a title of something,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is the Mambo Cat Trio. There's no question about it. And that's the end of it. that's not right.
Sometimes when you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's also Mambo Cat. It sounds a little bit of a 50s kind of you know, rockabilly,
yeah.
A little bit thing. And I think the sound we have is really bare bones, kind of like those, you know, rockabilly bands from the 50s, you know.
Right.
And the sound, you know, the...
There it is.
So it is like that that tone, I think. So with, you know, Mambo and Cat, it works.
Can we talk about your guitar, since you mentioned the beautiful tone?
It's going to take a couple hours.
Oh, okay. Should I ask a specific question?
Yes.
Okay. This is a beautiful guitar.
Thank you.
How long have you had this guitar?
This one, too many years. I can't count the minutes. But it's a 60s Gretsch guitar, Tennessean model.
It's gorgeous. It has beautiful wood. It's this like a deep honey whiskey color, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, you know, I, when I was like 13, I started playing guitar. I wanted an electric guitar, and I was like, I saw like Eddie Cochran, you know,
yeah,
and he had a Gretsch, and I George Harrison and the Beatles had exactly that same.
Yeah, that's it.
And then and then there was also the Stray Cats in the 80s, you know, and I was like, oh my god. So that's the guitar I would like to have someday, and it took several years before I got one, but now I have plenty of them.
Well, it's beautiful. Good choice tonight. It sounds beautiful, and I love the idea that you kind of like always appreciated its sound even before you had it.
But I love all kinds of guitars. I love them all. You know, I have the sound, but also the look of them, and they're also like I have several Gretsch guitars, but. And they sound pretty similar. They play a little bit different because they're all a little bit different. They are like persons.
Yeah,
But they also are very important because if I choose, it depends what shoes I wear. And I'm like, oh, I want to take the green Gretsch tonight.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, you want to coordinate guitars.
Yeah, because it puts you in the mood of to be like happy to go play, to, you know.
Life is too short to not color coordinate.
And to be in you know, you have to put your paints, your war paints before you go to war or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You get ready.
Yeah. You have to.
You get in the zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the symphonic orchestra, people are not going to show up in shorts.
No.
They show up with a black suit.
Mm-hmm. And it really sets the vibe and gives you that feeling of like, yeah. Here we go.
I'm doing this, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I love
that. People go to church, they dress a little bit. Maybe not anymore, I don't know.
Well, you know, it's always nice to have a reason to get dressed up, I think. I don't know, I got a passion for fashion.
Yeah.
Right? What I was imagining when you were talking about all your guitars was I was thinking of them like all lined up in a room somewhere, just waiting to be chosen. You know, so it's like, pick me.
Yeah.
And then you have to make that choice.
Like, yeah, sometimes I'm like, I'm late. No, okay, I'm taking it.
Carlos, do you have a whole bunch of drums at your house?
It does.
Oh, I have a room dedicated to only drums, and they spill over into my living room. I have that many drums. So, yeah, I collect maybe too many drums.
So when it comes for you to curate your drum ensemble, is it similar to you, like, how do you make your selections?
Well, when we started, I think we were going for like a bolero sound. So I think when we started, it was pretty bare bones. I only used bongos and congas. And then little by little, I started adding these little twists. Hey, I want to try this, Naeem. And he'd be like, bring it. And so I added this and then added that and I added a bunch of different things. I only have a couple sets of congas, depending on if we're doing like a flashier thing. So I have some really beautiful green ones with some sparkle. Sometimes I'll bring those. But I don't have that many congas right now. I've downsized to 5 congas. There was a point where I used to own even like 12 of them. But yeah. This is pretty much my setup for everything.
Well, I love it. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
And now it's your turn, 2 year. How many of those upright basses do you have? Well,
I only allow my son to have 2 cars.
You have several basses.
Oh, yeah? They probably take a lot of room, you know, to house them.
Yeah. And they take plenty of room. But I got a lot of room for my basses.
Well, that's good. That's really good. Do you name them?
No.
Because they're like characters, you know, they're very beautiful and large. Well,
I just talk about them with the name of the guy who built them.
Oh, wow.
So this one is the Hans Kruger.
Hans Kruger. Let's give a round of applause there. Some snaps for Hans. Good job. It's a beautiful, beautiful instrument. All right, so I guess we should probably think about getting back to the music, because that's what people really want to hear is the music, I'm sure. But also, if you want to see Mambo Cat Trio beyond the YouTube experience, if you want to see them IRL in real life, they've got some dates coming up. Y'all are going to be playing at the El Presidio Museum on August 20th, yes?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
And that's right around the corner.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, y'all can mark your calendars. I'm going to let you know. You're also due to be at La Esquina, La Esquina, on August 21st. Mm-hmm. I think I said that correctly. La Esquina. Esquina. And the Jackrabbit Lounge on September 4th. That's three dates. Yeah. So now you know. If you want to see the Mambo Cat Trio in real life, like I'm doing right now, it's an experience I highly recommend.
And if you feel like escaping this weekend, Tucson, and go for like a little trip, we're playing an amazing place this weekend in California. It's called Jacumba Hot Springs.
Jacumba. That's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's on the border. It's this beautiful spa with the hot springs there, and there's this hotel that's been remodeled, and they have concerts all the time, and we are playing Friday night there, and then Saturday we play in San Diego at the Tiki Oasis Festival.
Oh wow, Tiki Oasis Festival!
Yeah,
you guys have fun.
Yeah,
that's going to be really fun. Mm-hmm. I love that, and then the hot springs. Hopefully, you get to do some floating.
Oh, lots definitely. Of that.
Lots of floating.
That's why we're going.
Hot springs. Absolutely amazing place. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, speaking of beautiful, can we hear some more songs?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with Mambo Cat Trio. Enjoy them live here on Locals Only, right on your radio, 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson. Take it away, Cool Cats.
Thank you, Bridget. All right. Let's do Cherry Pink. little rock and roll.
Thank you.
91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. We are live in Studio 2A with Mambo Cat Trio. If you're at home with your radio, and maybe it's near a window, open that window and turn it up, because this is the perfect soundtrack for a beautiful rainy night. I feel cooler for having heard that last song. I feel like my aura just like got cooler, you know? There's something about your sound, your instrumental journeys. Naeem, you have this beautiful, and all of you together, of course, it's a group effort, but you have this ability to just like create an atmosphere, to create an environment of cool. Like, have you always been this stylish and cool, or like did you go through an awkward stage?
Well, I saw a picture of my embryo. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, your embryo had shades. No. So you were born with like a guitar in your hand.
No, but I say something though. It's something early on music. I was drawn with music with movies.
Yeah.
So I was always like a. I don't know. For me, the music, the scoring of a film, is just something like absolutely like, I don't know. It the image and the drama of the situation of the image, for me, is part of the sound or something. So whenever I play music, I just have to be like something that impacts me the way I watch a movie. So
yeah, like it's so cinematic.
And it's critical for me to. It's sometimes I can write songs pretty quick, but it takes me a long time to find the right vibe, the yeah. right feel to it. That's the critical part.
Well, the process, it's worth the wait. It's worth the process to wait for that vibe to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, because yeah. when you get it right, you just know, right? When you know, you're like, oh yeah, that's the cool sound right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it just feels cool to mm-hmm. hear it. It's just like, I think everybody's posture gets a little better. You just feel kind of, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you've heard this before, right?
What?
But what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. No. Carlos, totally. You look like you know what I'm saying.
I do.
Yeah. Do you, when you finish a show, do you just kind of like have that feeling of like, man, we are cool.
No. I don't think I say that. I think that.
Yeah, well, you are.
Thank you.
And then you make everyone cool for having been in the room with you. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you know, sometimes people just got to tell it like it is. And I'm doing that right now. I'm going to say, wow. Naeem Amor, you get cool points. Every time I see you, you get cooler. Well, so
I'll take it.
Yeah. If you know, you know. You heard it here first. Mambo Cat Trio, live in Studio 2A. And the world wants to know, do you have an album coming out or any recorded? Besides the recording that's happening right now, how can people hear the music of Mambo Cat Trio?
Well, you have to go to... You have to see us live.
Yes, that's
basically what
show.
It is.
Go right? to the show.
So in this world of recorded music and everything, this is an IRL experience.
It is, absolutely. Yeah.
Strictly live.
Yeah. And it's true that somewhere I'm like, this is great like that, because we can, I think we don't need more recordings. No, we need more recordings always, but new things. But yeah, we play live all the time.
It's like an ephemeral thing where it's like you had to be there. It's that moment. It's yeah. kind of like when you go on vacation and you don't take pictures because you're enjoying the moment. Mm.
Right.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you were there, then you felt it, you experienced it. Otherwise, you got to go to the show. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
that's what we do. We play.
You enjoy playing live.
Yes.
What are some memorable gigs that you could like tell us about? Has anything really strange or unusual happened at any gigs? You've been to any haunted places or anything cool that like that? I like the random questions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that we love playing here. I mean, with the Mambo Cat Trio so far, we've been playing just in Tucson, you know. Mm. So this weekend we're going to California and we're going to have those two shows. And as a matter of fact, they ask us already, like, can we do this a monthly thing? I'm like, well, that's the you know.
That's a big commitment.
Well, it's just the money, you know, it's always the same problem.
Yeah.
It has to make sense.
Yeah, it does. It has to make sense. And dollars.
Yeah.
That's right. You know your worth. You gotta be like your professional expert musicians. And we're really lucky to have you here tonight.
So thank you all. We're very happy to play here.
This show is live on the radio. You heard it right here. And you're going to keep hearing it because we got some more songs. I really enjoy your rock and roll moments, and then the way it's just kind of this like toned down, like smooth, kind of like chilled out rocking.
Okay.
You know, like that was really fun. And I appreciate your waltz.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Let's just keep the music rolling. Or are there any cool questions that you think I should ask you before we go back to the music?
Tuya,
you got any good questions for me?
If I have a good question for you to ask me,
See, this is the way we do this because guess why? You might have expectations, and I want to make sure that if you were expecting me to ask you something, well, we can find out right now what it is.
Well, you already did all the talk about the pets. That was a great surprise for me.
I know. I kind of want to run down and get your dog, bring her up here. What about you, Carlos? Were you anticipating any questions I was going to ask you? Nope.
No.
See?
I have no idea.
Same. All right, Naeem. What about you?
I'm taken off guard, actually.
I love that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay.
It's kind of fun, though.
Yeah.
You know, if you think of something, let me know. But for now, I just want everyone who's listening and tuning in and watching on YouTube to know that Naeem Amor is a Tucson treasure. Thank you for being here. Mambo Cat Trio, thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Tuir, for being here tonight.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Bridget.
Thank
you for having us.
And thanks to KCI and the whole crew.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the volunteers who are putting this together. Shout out to you out there, David and Walter and Duncan. And shout out to all our listeners who make this radio station possible.
I know. Yep.
It's a thing of beauty, and it's a joy forever with your help. So let's keep the music rolling, and let's just keep it cool tonight, because we got some nice monsoon soundtrack for you.
All right.
And, I think I see, I don't want to give anything away, but I like your set list. All right, here we go.
Well.
Mambo Cat Trio.
How about KCI. A rock and roll, like Bebopalula.
Bebopalula.
You like bebop?
I do.
Gene Vincent? All right. Well, we're going to do a little version of it. Here we go.
Locals Only on KXCI Tucson. Stay tuned for Night Interlude with Danae. And oh my gosh, Mambo Cat Trio. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh yeah, it's time. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that was great. That's awesome. Thank you.